listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
All right, and it is right now 11:04, and that was How Great Thou Art by Aaron Abu, and we now have Aaron on the phone. Welcome.
Good morning.
Well, we're so Hello. Great to have you joining us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, my friend. I wish I could be there in person.
Hey, so. we've had you in here two times, and that's just not enough. I guarantee you that. Because we decided we like you a whole lot. I mean, I know God loves you a whole lot, but we like you a whole lot, too.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, it's a spiritual experience there, a godly experience every time I came there. So I always left feeling really fantastic, walking on cloud nine.
Well, amen. We've walked on other clouds before, right?
We have.
We don't want to talk about those.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we won't go there. No, that was the BC days, before Christ days. Yeah. Aaron, you're an awesome brother. We were just talking a moment ago, the Lyric Theater, that's kind of where you got started. Tell us about that.
Well, I was kind of a closet musician. I was preparing myself to eventually come out and become a recording artist, and as I mentioned before, kind of go down the Kenny G road. And so I was getting close to recording my first record, and I got involved with some local charities in Stewart, and one of them was the Martin County Council for the Arts. And so I met with a group of them. They were called Friends of the Arts. They were actually the young bunch, the young and upcoming group that were supporting the Martin County Council for the Arts. So they were called Friends of the Arts. And they asked if I would do a concert at the Lyric Theater to support the arts. And I was like, of course, you know, let's pull this thing together. And so we put on this amazing concert. I had some musicians come up from Miami. I had a guitar guy come in from New York. And then I had one local guy that was from our church play keyboards. And we had this amazing concert. And it was 100% sold out. It was a lot of fun. The energy in the place was just amazing and unbeatable. And I became like this local hero and this local star. And I just embraced it. And it was just such a magical moment that led to actually a lot more fundraising events at the Lyric Theater down the road.
Well, there's another event that's coming up, and we want to get the word out everywhere. We want to get the word out coming up in October this month, the 30th, 7 p.m. at the Lyric. Tell us about this event that's coming.
Well, October the 30th at 7 p.m., we are holding a concert to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation that builds smart homes for catastrophically injured first responders and veterans. And we're focused really on the Florida territory. They have these developments in Land O'Lakes and Bradenton called a Do-Good Village. They're magnificent, and they allow these veterans and first responders and families to actually live together in the same community. So this concert is for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. So we are supporting the people that keep us safe.
Absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. Tremendous. Now, have you visited any of these properties? Have you actually had any opportunity to interact with the organization?
Yes. About 7 months ago now, we went over to the Land O'Lakes when they were doing a home dedication to a veteran. And I was blown away by the attendance and the support of so many folks. They had a big tent, and they had probably 200, maybe 300 people there in support of it. And it was just very, very touching. You could tell that the presence of God was there. The Holy Spirit was there. There wasn't a dry eye in the place. It was just that moving to see this.
Well, the body of Christ, the church, and we have a huge voice. You know, here's a radio station. We're reaching into 12 counties today, and I trust that our family of listeners will recognize the tremendous opportunity that is going to be right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida and make the call. There's a phone number for the Lyric, 772-286-7827. That's 772-286-7827. to purchase tickets for this event. And so the event is a fundraising event. Now, Aaron, I know when you're kind of a humble guy, you don't push your own wagon a whole lot, but you actually have the World Entertainment Award. You've received that for what, 2025?
We have. And that's, you're right, I don't really say a whole lot about myself there, but I think with this event, it's fairly significant because first concert ever in my career was held at the Lyric Theater, 1997. And so full circle, the last time we performed there was 2009. It was an event for the Pink Tie Friends organization in Martin County that provided help for women that were getting treated for breast cancer. So that was the last time I was there, 2009. And now full circle, here we are. We're coming back to the Lyric after all these years. And Stuart, everything that happened, many of the people in Stuart were completely responsible for where we are today, which is, yes, we won the 2025 World Entertainment Award this year. And so I'm kind of like really bringing the trophy back home to Stuart.
That's awesome.
Which, even though we don't live there right now, I'm more fond of Stuart than anywhere I've ever lived and the people there.
And if we can just get the word out, Aaron, if we can just get the word out, I believe the Lyric will be, we need to pack it that night, and want to really get the word out to the Christian community as well. And so you're listening today, maybe you're a pastor, this would be great if you could spread the word. If you're a small group leader, you might be a men's group leader, ladies group leader. This would be a great evening to get a bunch of friends together and go out and support a very worthy cause and absolutely be blessed beyond words. And I know from our own team here at the station, David, you purchased tickets right away, didn't you?
Yes, as soon as we had the first interview with Aaron, I was on the website.
Picking up tickets.
I got some great seats, too.
Yep, great seats. And, you know, our family has some events out of state, or else I would certainly be there. My wife and I, we absolutely love the sax. And I've just come to totally love what you do, Aaron, and the fact that you could be really anywhere. There's plenty of places where you could go, but this is in your heart. It's a great vision. It's a great mission. I don't know a lot about how the World Entertainment Award works. How does that work? What does that actually mean to have the World Entertainment
Award? What I like about it compared to like the Grammy Awards, for instance, we are voted and we have to campaign. It's kind of like running for an election for an office. So you're spending a lot of time and money campaigning to other Grammy voters. Tends to be a little on the cliquish side, but the World Entertainment Awards are different. We are actually voted in by our peers that are, they are assigned judges of these awards. And they're held in LA, January the 31st, or just right before the Grammy Awards. But it's a different status in the industry. You are actually voted by your peers as being,
wow,
in their vision, the number one artist in the world. So our category is called instrumental pop albums. And so out of instrumental pop artists, you know, like me, Kenny G, and some others, we won number one in the world this year for our album Anthem, which we'll be performing at the Lyric Theater.
Wow. Well, that is tremendous. That's just absolutely tremendous. And to think that starting right here in Stuart, that's kind of amazing to me. I have had thoughts every time when I've been in Israel, and especially those early mornings. I like to get away when I'm in in God's country there. It'll get up at 4 o'clock, go out at 5 o'clock, watch the sunrise, and look over the Sea of Galilee and think that a small place like that, from there, the gospel of Jesus Christ was spread to the whole world. And here, literally, your talents God gave you, they really were birthed right here in our region and have gone out to the world. That is a beautiful thing. So you do have some other artists that are going to be with you that are very well known as well. And you might just mention those.
Absolutely. I'm being joined by world-renowned violinist and producer Pedro Alfonso. Pedro has recorded on over 500 major albums and has over 200 Grammy certificates from that. There are artists like Gloria, Shakira, J-Lo, Ricky Martin, Julio Iglesias, Enrique Iglesias, and many, many more. Manny Lopez, who's also the producer for the Anthem record, and he's a producer and tremendous guitarist. Manny Lopez is also on over 500 albums, career albums, with over 200 Grammy certificates as well. And Manny has been on the Bee Gees, Michael Bolton, Santana, Gloria, you name it. He's like the legend of all legends, as far as being a recording artist. So they will be joining me in this event. And so the talent on this stage is really going to be unbeatable, quite frankly, especially, I think, for the lyric. And so I really recommend, if you're a fan of good music, to come out and support this.
So we do have a couple weeks to get all of those tickets sold, and all of them need to be sold, need to pack the place out. This is a very worthwhile project, and the fact that you're able to support such a tremendous project, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and at the same time have just an amazing, incredible experience. And you know, when we talked earlier, Aaron, and I connected with this, you were sharing how anywhere you go as you've ministered, you know, as a man of God, that the Holy Spirit ministers through you. You know that. And you had shared some of that. And that really impacted me because when I heard that, I believe that totally. And even though this concert is not what we would say in the church, quote, quote, a sacred concert by all of the music being sacred, yet God shows up in all of your concerts, doesn't he?
Absolutely. What I'd like to say about this particular thing is whether you are a believer or maybe you're kind of on the fence or maybe you're not, I can assure you that every emotion that you have will be touched that night.
Amen.
Amen. And music does that, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Music
absolutely
does.
Absolutely. It's a kind of a common ground for all of us. And but I'm just asking right now that I'm asking all my Christian friends and folks out there and fans that to please support us. Your act of kindness will really go a long way that night. And we have a little less than half the seats that still need to be sold. And we all need to rally. This is a time to rally. I remember living in Stuart when 9/11 took place. Mm. And I remember how we were all just very, very upset about that and affected by that. And people had family that went through that. And we should never forget this. This is one of those moments in the history of the United States and our country that we should never forget. And we need to keep pushing forward. And so this is a time where we can all rally together and be one in this place and enjoy a great concert, but at the same time feel good knowing that we're doing some really great things for people that need help.
And I just want to thank you, Aaron, for being willing to do this, because it's not like you don't have other things you could do, but it is it's certainly a tremendous thing. And I don't know, I won't be able to be a part of this, but something else that I was just thinking about earlier, and I said something to David. He actually went and checked. I was wondering if you had any Christmas music, which Christmas is coming. And I don't know if there'll be any, I guess there won't be any in this concert, but he did tell me you do have a Christmas album as well. How can people find out more about you? Just kind of off the point here for a moment.
Well, they can, if they want to, they can just Google Aaron Abu. Everything comes up. So it's EirinnAbu, which means Ireland forever. And yes, we do have a Christmas album. That album, when you walk through stores like Hobby Lobby or Chick-fil-A or Macy's department stores, you will hear that music during the holidays. Hmm. So, but it's, we have an AaronAbu.com where you can buy the music, or you can just Google Aaron Abu and all that stuff will come up.
Well, we are going to be bringing some more of that into our station, so we're certainly going to be doing that coming up this Christmas season. And again, you're just joining us. You're just linking up with us today. Just got in your car. You're wondering what's going on over at WCNO. Well, this is a week where we are raising funds for our operational costs for the next 6 months for this ministry. But today was the day we scheduled with Aaron to have him come on to specifically promote this event at the Lyric Theater. So, Aaron, we do have some new listeners. They're just coming in. We want to one more time go through what is coming up. And we know this is on Thursday, October the 30th. You need to just put that into your calendar and make arrangements to be a part of this event. October the 30th, 7 p.m., and Aaron, tell us what's going to happen that night.
Well, we're going to put on a really fantastic concert with me and two of my colleagues, Pedro Alfonso and Manny Lopez. The Collar Guard and Drumline from South Fork High School will be opening the show. So they put together a routine where they're going to open the show, march down the aisles, and do their thing, and then we're going to open it on our end with our recording of America the Beautiful, and then we will start a great concert and have fun, and it'll be inspiring, it'll be emotional, and we will also have the opportunity after the show, if they would like to make donations, they can, and we should just all get together. I just want to, you know, just say one more thing. If there are pastors out there listening, this is a great opportunity to take down the walls and all of us join together, no matter what religion that we are, and just come together and make this event something that is an example once again to the philanthropy part of Martin County. Mm-hmm. And so there you have it. Please come. Please support us. You'll be glad that you went. I can guarantee you that.
Well, we're going to continue to promote and do everything we can do, Aaron, to lift up this event and just let people know how important it is for the faith community. My personal thought on something like this is the body of Christ, the family of God, really should be leading to
Amen.
Reach out and minister in this kind of a way, just the love of God, hands reaching out. And what a great point you made, that this is an opportunity for the body of Christ from every flavor to come out, the family. If just a piece of the family came out, we would already be packed. So we're going to pray for that and believe for that, that there will be a tremendous participation from the body of Christ. And again, the event is so important, and we as a nation are so blessed. And I'm sure there will be a number of veterans that will come to this because this is so important. So many of our families have been touched. And even though I didn't end up in the military. I really wanted to be back in the day, and I have a son that's tried very hard to get in the military just because we believe our freedom is not free. But here's an opportunity to really honor God and honor the freedom our nation has by supporting those first responders that have really sacrificed, those families that have sacrificed. So what a great event. Aaron, we're going to keep this much in prayer. We're going to continue to promote. If you're in town, stop in. Please give me a holler or give me a shout so we can we'll bring this on air as many times as we possibly can to help get the word out. And then we trust God. Amen?
Amen. We trust God. Amen. And I appreciate all the efforts that you all have made. And I've listened to your radio station for a long time.
Well, that's a blessing.
I want to say hi to David.
Hey, Aaron.
Is Karen in there?
Karen is somewhere on the premises. I think she got called out or stepped out. I don't see her at the donut box. I can see through the window. But where's Karen? Where's Karen? We were looking for Karen. Aaron wanted to say something to her. But
I thought that Christians ate no-bake cookies. No?
No-bake cookies. Hey,
no
yeah.
No-bake cookies. Well, there you weren't go. Weren't they the hit in Sunday school, right?
There. Well. We do eat donuts because they're holy.
Oh,
bah.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad.
Well, I've never heard that one before, so that's good. Okay.
You can use it if you want. There's no copyright on it.
And we do drink coffee from Holy Grounds Cafe, so we do that too. So
here's Karen.
Karen came back and she's in here just. To give her push as well.
Well, I know that she's there to keep an eye on you, too. Just make sure you're doing
she
everything
does
right.
Do that. So,
you know, hey, Karen, good to... I wish I was... I know. See you, but... and also tell Sherry, I said, hey, okay, out front. Okay.
Yeah, Sherry was just in here. She's out front, I guess, listening, and we are... we're trying to be kind and gentle to our new intern. She's just 13, so
Very nice.
So yeah, Chelsea, she's in and around and coming in a few days during the month, and she's starting to learn a little bit about radio, and so that's kind of a neat thing that she could be here for the interview this morning. She was listening. Karen,
amen. Hi,
absolutely
Aaron.
Very nice. Hey there.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. We're hoping to see you very soon.
Very soon.
Yes, very soon.
I had to step out. Soon. Yeah, I had to step out of the room for a minute, and then I heard my name being summoned. Yeah.
Yes, we were summoning
well, they thought,
you.
They thought you were at the donuts.
No, I was at the English muffin.
Well, it is getting close to that. Aaron, I know this is going to be a fantastic event. I know that it's going to be tremendous, and I miss that I'm not going to be here, but we certainly look forward to maintaining a long-time relationship with you in any way we can get together and lift up our hearts and lift up the love of God together. We're going to do that. I want to just lift up a prayer over this event, and I'd like our team, I'd like to invite all of our listening family to, if you're able, you might be driving, whatever you're doing, but just join us. We want to pray over this evening at the Lyric, a night at the Lyric on the 30th of this month, 7 o'clock. It's going to be a great fundraiser, Tower to Tunnel, and or Tunnel to Tower Foundation. And we're just praying that that God will raise up a tremendous witness that night that will really impact this organization, and that the body of Christ will recognize the significance of this opportunity. Father, I do lift up our listeners, and we lift up the 30th. We lift up that night. We just pray over Aaron Abu and his team that's going to be there. Pray for great health, safe travel, and for an incredible night, and for a lot of money to be raised for this organization. And Father, for there to be more events like that in the future, and yes, that the body of Christ would lead the way in these kind of events. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Aaron, we love you with the love of the Lord.
Hey, love you too.
Thank you for coming to our city. We need guys like you over here. You know it. We don't want all the world famous people to move out of town. You know, we need a few of you to come back.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I actually miss Stuart, and every time I come over there, I just keep saying, should I come back? Honestly, I keep thinking it. Mm-hmm. And there's that part in Stuart that keeps that pool. Mm-hmm. And so you never know.
Never know, never know.
Never know.
I know you're across the state, but I would suggest you get a winter home over here.
There you go. Yeah.
Would that make me a snowbird?
Yeah. No, you would still be a sandy bird, but, you know.
Sandy bird.
I was born in Fort Myers. Listen, I started out over there, but I'll tell you what really caught my attention. I went over for one of the festivals. It was a fishing tournament of some sort, and I was out by that long pier that goes out, and so I'm out beyond, you know how you can walk forever on the mm-hmm. West Coast, you can just go out on the ocean forever, and I'm way out, and somebody brings in this massive shark that is like way closer to shore than I am, and I was motivated to go back to the shore, and I thought maybe I better just stay on the East Coast instead of the West Coast. But anyway,
yeah. Well, you know, Bill Williamson there, we did a vacation together over here in Sarasota, and he brought his jet ski, and I went out on the water in the jet ski, and I saw these big dark shadows swimming around underneath me. I'm like, oh, maybe they're manatees, right?
No.
And they're not. It's a school of sharks.
Oh.
I think they're hammerhead sharks. And I just made sure that I didn't fall off the jet ski. And I got
good plan. Good plan. Yeah. So they are over there. Well, we have a couple over here too. We have a couple over here. But listen, we love you. We're looking forward to the 30th. If you're just tuning in, we're gonna be signing off here with one of your songs. Going to jump to it just as I am. Set the song up for us.
Welcome to the Hymns Record first song. Just as I am, and no matter where we are in life, whether we think we're fixed or broken or somewhere in between, God, Jesus Christ, wants us in his arms just the way we are.
Yeah. That's it. Amen. Aaron, we love you. We're going to keep this in prayer and
love
do
you
our
too.
Part. Blessings.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Blessings. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Just As I Am by Aaron Abu. Thank you.
Wow, that's great. Aaron Abu. And we just heard a lot of great interview with him and what's going to be happening on the 30th of October at the Lyric Theater.
Are you going, Dave? Are you going to be here?
Yep, I have. In fact, my guitar teacher, I got a seat for him and my wife and myself.
Oh.
We're all going to be there.
Well, I'll have to see if my seats are near your seats.
I'll show you.
Hope not. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
You are going to be there.
Yes.
Yes.
So we can enjoy that together.
Well, and we can also enjoy hearing from you as you call in a donation or
That's
a pledge.
Right.
And that number to call is 772-221-1100.
Now, Dave, I'm going to add to that because I have two tickets to give to the Aaron Abu concert. And if you would like to have those two tickets, give us a call. And we will make those available to you.
That's right. 772-221-1100. That's the number to call. And I don't know. These are nicely priced tickets. I mean, you know, this will be a great gift.
Yes, it would. And this is from Aaron to our listeners. And so if you would like to go to that, we have two tickets right now we're going to give away later in the week, which is coming soon. The later in the week's coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
We are planning to promote this as we move on through the week. There are seats still available, and you can call. And you can purchase tickets, but at this point, we have two tickets available. Two tickets. And 772-286-7827 is the number at the Lyric Theater. And it sounds like we have a phone ringing.
Cool.
And, of course, this is Prayer and Share. We are raising the operational budget for the radio station for the next 6 months. Have a donation that has come in from Roberta. Roberta? $50. We want to thank you for that donation. And we have a donation. Let's see. Roberta is from Lake Worth. And we have a donation from Vincent. This is Lake Worth as well. How do we get two stacked from the same area? That's pretty great. Vincent in Lake Worth has sent in a check for $100. Thank you very much. So that the 50, 100. And I have I have three more cards here. Let's see what this is. Mitchell in Boynton Beach making a donation of $35. Thank you very much, Mitchell, for that donation. And let's see. We have Miss Polly. And Miss Polly is from Green Acres. So we want to thank you, Polly, for a donation of $100. That came in by check. And let's see. We have Frank and Pauline. Frank and Pauline from Vero Beach. They're from down south in Lake Worth area, back to the north to Vero Beach. And we have a lot of friends up and down the coast, a lot of friends in Vero Beach. And so Frank and Pauline of Vero Beach making a one-time donation by check of $50. We're going to add those in and see where we are. As we're looking to finish matching up this early morning, things have moved along today like they do on Wednesday sometimes.
Yeah.
A little slowly at times, you know, but we know you're listening and we're glad you're listening. Thank you for praying with us. So, Father, we do ask you to touch the hearts of our listeners, bring them to a place in their day where they can make the call, where we can move ahead with our fundraising as we desire to do. Lord, this is your ministry. We put it in your hands. May every plan and strategy of the devil be defeated over our listeners' lives today and over this ministry in every way. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, at 12:30, we are going to have a program, and that is going to be coming up. We are about 11:41 right now, 11:42. Going to go to a song. We will be back with you in just a few moments. Keep your dial set right here at 89.9.
Eternal God, my strength and my redeemer, the sacrifice that sets us free. Let all the earth lift high the name of Jesus, till every heart will see that we are not alone. He gave it all to rescue us. We have become his own. But by a sinless life, raised up from dark to light, he paid the ransom price to bring us home. God has come to us. Now the walls are broken down. Emmanuel, we have overcome forever by his love. Emmanuel. My strength and my redeemer, the sacrifice that sets us free. Let all the earth lift high the name of Jesus, till every heart will see that we are not alone. He gave it all. Rescue us, we have become his own. Bought by a sinless life, raised up from dark to light, he paid the ransom price to bring us home. God has come to us.
Into light, only Jesus. Who takes our emptiness and fills us up again? Who traded death to give me life? Only Jesus. No other hope, no other name.
as white as snow on Jesus. And to with this final breath, said it is finished. Who conquered death to save my soul? Only Jesus. No other truth, no other way. Oh, no other hope, no other name. Who alone is worthy, and who alone is holy? Only Jesus, only Jesus.
Amen. 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 Boy, that was great hearing from Aaron. I'm looking forward to going to that concert, seeing a live concert right here in Stuart.
He's a great guy, and the history of it is tremendous. But the point that we've been talking about is that the body of Christ has an opportunity to lead in this event, really. And you know, we had talked earlier, and I know he doesn't have a whole lot to say. He's not self-promotional in that way, but there's all kinds of events that would pay him thousands to go to them. Mm-hmm. He is here to raise money for this organization, and he's one of us,
right?
He's one of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And so his heart is to see these homes built, to see this provision for our first responders. And it seems to me that all of us would feel that way.
Right.
Now, and I don't know, there may be some people that can't stand sax music or violin music or guitar, or, you know, maybe, I don't know. But if you are at all excited about that type of music being done really well, we're talking about a world-class performance.
Mm-hmm,
this
right.
is world-class. This is it, very unusual to have this quality coming right here to our town. But the thing is, you're not just supporting the artists, because they're not coming to make money. They're coming to raise funds for these villages, for our first responders. What a valid and important cause. And that's tremendous. And I'm sure that we're going to have a large response from the body of Christ.
Amen.
You know, when Aaron said it's a great event, you know, pastors could could encourage their people to come, and a great evening for the family of God to come out and really show the world that we are involved in events that support the physical needs that are in our communities as well.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, in the Tunnel to Towers, they're already an established
charity. Yeah, you can go online, charity. You can pull it up.
Yeah.
It's not like a secret what they do. You can drive over and take a look at what
exactly.
they do. It's right here in the state of Florida. And so that's great. And I just like Aaron. I really like his heart. The more we talk, Karen, the more I heard this man has a heart for God. He has a heart
right.
for people to come to Christ. And we talked some about how in every one of the concerts that he is looking to see God touch people's lives. And then he looks to see who God is touching and looks
right.
to connect with them,
yes.
which is absolutely tremendous. and he spoke about how long he's been listening to WCNO, and that's pretty great, too. Goes
mm-hmm.
back a lot of years.
Nice.
So, Aaron, we do love you. We thank God for your heart, your mission, and your vision to call the body of Christ together to raise money for such a worthwhile cause. And if I was in town, we would definitely be going to this. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I'm out of town
nice.
At that time.
Well, you know, in addition to that, we were talking about believers that are in places, you know, that he's in his mission field. He's in the secular world.
Yes.
But he's using his gifts for the Lord. And there's many creatives. We heard from Kim Stryker.
Yep.
That many of the people that work in Hollywood and, you know, they're associated in one way, shape, or form, but they're in there. God put them in those places so that they can reach certain people and that they're able to connect and live in both worlds without
yes.
being of the world.
Yeah, it's like an undercover missionary, you know. You're,
right.
you're sent in under the wire and... you know what? I think God uses all of us that way.
Yes.
I believe God brings people into our lives. We cross paths. We may have a minute. We may have 30 seconds. We may have an hour or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Charles being here was awesome yesterday. And he was, you know, he's with Dad Up. And Charles was just sharing a bit how God put on his heart about giving to people that are maybe on the side of the road,
mm-hmm,
maybe
right.
someplace, and actually preparing his heart to be able to do that. And I thought that's pretty amazing that God would speak to Charles
mm-hmm,
about that, and
right.
then he would go and make preparation so he could actually do what God was putting on his heart to do.
Right.
Hasn't happened yet, but God put on his heart to do that so he would be ready. And that's kind of like Aaron Abu. Aaron Abu senses that, you know, God's opened up really the world for him to minister. And so that is tremendous. And he is kind of a humble guy, really.
He
you know?
Really is.
I'd start
yeah.
talking about his ranking in the world, and he didn't want to talk a whole lot about that. But as a musician, you know, he is he's world famous, really is.
Absolutely.
And so that's awesome. Coming to our little town.
Right.
Right here. But he started here.
right.
And he's like, listen, I'm coming home. So,
and he started at the Lyric.
He did. He
that
started
was his
right
first
there.
First concert, right?
Yep, first concert. And, you know, he was sharing that the Lyric, obviously they have mailing lists and such forth. But because this is not one of their events, they won't notify the people that's on their email, which
mm-hmm.
does not make a bit of sense to me. If you're actually in leadership there, maybe you should change your rules. This is going to be a great event. And look at that and look to open that up so that when there's worthwhile events, I mean, this is a nonprofit event. Why would you not support
mm-hmm.
an event like this when really it's this community that has made it possible for the Lyric to be here? A lot of people put money up for it.
Yeah, so let's pray that the Lord would use this, you know, fill up the theater with believers.
Yep, absolutely.
And then they're going to see, oh, there's a market here.
Great market.
For
great market.
Christians. Praise God.
Great market. Well, my voice is telling me that this is week two, day three. And my wife said it's a good thing that my husband likes to talk a lot, you know, so whatever, for whatever that's worth. Alan, our friend, who has been a great supporter of this ministry for a lot of years. Alan, thank you so much for your $50 donation. We are going to bring that in at this time, and that is going to be a blessing. And we also have a donation coming in. Let's see, Alan's giving, what's he giving, $50? We have a donation coming in from Robert and Susan. And we want to shout out to you all and your family and say thank you for a Jeep that is not wobbly. Our last Jeep we called Wobbly because it literally wobbled down the road and it had all kinds of issues. This Jeep has taken me out to the tower. I have no idea how many times I've went out there, and it has worked great.
In air-conditioned comfort.
Air-conditioned, yes. Yes, we've added a little Freon a couple times to it, but it continues to cool nicely. Mm-hmm. And that has been a great blessing. The radio works.
Right.
That makes sense.
The seats are comfortable. I've only ridden in it one time.
That one time. We went to Palm Beach as a team.
Right.
But we mostly use it here local. And to, you know, run out to the tower, run errands and stuff for the station most of the time. So it's been a great blessing. So to Robert and Susan, we want to say a huge thank you. And they're also making a donation of $200. So we're going Amen. To bring that in.
And if you want to make your donation, you can call 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. You can also go to the website, WCNO.com, or text WCNO to 24.